Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Let's
bring us back together again, just the way we used to be. Anytime, any place,
anywhere.
Oh,
don't mock me, this is bigger than anything
that
ever happened to us. Don't do it for me, do it for the paper.
Grandson,
golly.
You won't do it for love, how about money?
You got a password to my phone. Locked in a bathroom all alone. I might as well pack my shit, call it quit. I guess that my cover's blown. I wonder what you see, the pictures that were sent to me, it never meant a goddamn thing, we were just friends, fuck it, I can't even lie, cause you'll call me on my bullshit, say things like how the fuck you pull this, oh, I wish that I pressed delete, didn't fall asleep, you hit me with that face ID. I hear my phone ringing, thinking like who the fuck is it? Oh, I don't know where we gon' wind up, put this all behind us. Hoping that that call is my mama. You start to scream, asking how who she is to me. Oh, I can hear all the commotion, but then I get the notion like where the fuck is your phone? You know I know your password. It's always our anniversary. Oh no, girl, I never wanna die. At some other door doing things that I'd never do. Oh girl, you worse than me. Sexing them things like are you asleep? Oh, them nights you said that you was working, you was probably twerking with some dude that just wasn't me. So what are we doing? Cause we both guilty. Blood on our hands, so we both look so filthy. Can we point fingers if we both wrong? Can we continue love with all the damage done? I just can't unsee the shame. You will never ever let it live. Probably bring it up every chance you get. Oh, should we go through this? Can we ignore it? Or should we just call it quits? Shit. Do you want space? Take a little time apart. Matter of fact, hell no. I know you'll get closer to him, and I'll get closer to her. And both of us won't give a fuck. And so I start to scream. You asking who she is to me. Oh, the neighbors hear all the commotion. Doors wide open. Which of us is gonna leave? You start ripping my clothes off. Do things to you just to remind ya. Oh, this is the best I ever had. Girl, you in your bag. I forgot about the other girl. Let me hear you promise that you'll only give it to me. Me, oh. And I promise you the same. No more playing games. Never fuck around again.
Yeah, it's your boy Kurt N. D behind the scenes radio with my co-host
Nice
in the motherfucking building. The number is 516-595-8305. Any artist that wants to get their music played on behind the scenes radio, make sure you send your music to BehindTheScenesAirplay@gmail.com. That's behind the scenes airplay at gmail.com. Make sure that you send all your music in MP3 format only. Won't take no links. Won't take no reverbs. Won't take none of that. Only MP3 formatted only. So tonight, we're talking about April. Ain't today April 1st? April Fool's Day. What is April Fool's Day? What the fuck is April Fool's Day? What is the whole meaning of it? Why is it a holiday? That's what we're talking about tonight. So we're going to get back. We're going to play like two more tracks, and then we're getting into this conversation because I want to talk about this. Anyway, the first track that was played was Devon Terrell, Locked in the Bed in the Bathroom. Go check that out. He's got a lot of videos on YouTube. Next track that we're playing is Mirror, Mirror by D.Y. Alike. I think that's how you say his name. Mirror on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Insecurities come with no check. Better check yourself before self gets blessed. Right or wrong, two wrongs. Leaving circles in a circus full of monkeys in the jungle. Down in the depths, attitude in the slump. Neither hate or love, just completely numb. Nonetheless, never mind what they say. Can't escape the hate, so just smile and wave. Praise God when against all odds. Beware of facades in a world full of frauds. Word is bond and word to your mom. Ignore the mirage, snakes in the grass all camouflage. It's all sabotage, it's a sabotage loss. Why did he fight the Macintosh war? Sweat feed and a back massage, God. Reminiscent, reminiscent, can you kick it quite consistent like just for a minute or two? It's been a while since I picked up the dial to truly speak and holla at you. Reminiscent from a distance, can you kick it quite consistent like this for a minute or two? It's been a while since I picked up the dial to truly speak and holla at you. Asking who they think the joke is on. A homie, what you been smoking on? I'm dreaming bigger on this purpose road. Digging deeper on the search of soul. The highs and lows keep me focused on. Gone against the guts, then brushed up all the dust. Suggest if you must, but please don't self-destruct. A wonderful oracle in my prime. Sublime from time to time, yet rise through all the grime. Surprise, it is I, the Y, ripping the vibe. 17, where dreams often collide with schemes and plotted things. So-called ride or die, show all they hold behind to get a peek at your light. Shine like a beacon, pure uniqueness. Leaping to the face, no priest or deacon. Leaving animosity consciously while constantly growing logically. No strands of monotony. Reminiscent from a distance, can you kick it quite consistent? Like just for a minute or two. It's been a while since I picked up the dial to truly speak and holla at you. Reminiscent from a distance, can you kick it quite consistent like just for a minute or two? It's been a while since I picked up the dial to truly speak and holla at you.
Whoa, I don't really know what just happened. Hold on, y'all. Work with me just for a second. Something just happened. I have no idea what just happened. What was the next one that we was gonna play? B. Morgan. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, fuck it. I'ma just take this shit over to
them. Five. You need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone. Used to riches, bad bitches, fake niggas get Armstrong. 3-point, star shooter, Hawks sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patek, and my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog, just looking the radar. Off the drip, bitch, slip, that's a kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom, too many losses. Now I'ma fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe, you know the vibe. You know the vibe, you know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the pinky lip down shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600 bumping bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just trying to see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. Pick em enough, double your cup when you want in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention. You know we outside, watch how you slide. Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe.
We outside, nigga. Outside. You know the vibe. We make them guys have to slide.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibes. You know the vibes.
Top Squad.
Calendars have changed. AD, BC.
Well, BC is going to be
before Christ, but it's a totally different time period. Totally different date. AC is, it's a time period starts all over again. So what time period really are we in? Now, let's go to, all right, so April Fool's Day, celebrated on April 1st each year, has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Though its exact origin remains a mystery, April Fool's Day traditions include playing hopeless practical jokes after yelling April Fool's at the end of the clue in the subject of April Fool's Day prank. While its exact history is shrouded by a mystery. The so basically, okay, so I'm going to give you more facts.
This way, it would make more sense for March 1st.
New Year.
No, just a fool, because this is where it has 3 days, depending on what the week is here. It would be more logical for March 1st is the fool day.
Well, they, okay, so we know that Aries starts on...
Now it starts.
March 21st. Now, at one point in time, I didn't know this. I had no idea about this. But New Year's at one point in time was March 25th, my birthday, and other people's birthday. I had no idea that March 21st, at one point in time, was New Year's Day. Did anybody listening right now, I'm pretty sure you're like, what the fuck, March 25th? Yes, March 25th, at one point in time in history, was New Year's Day. So come on, let's keep on going with this. Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dated back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar, as called or by the Council of Trent in 1563, and the Julian calendar. Because they were in the power. You have to
understand. I mean, that's like if they're saying, we're not going to make rules no more, we are.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's, I mean, this is like, so ridiculous.
We live in a ridiculous motherfucking world. Let's understand that. Motherfuckers is taking back. And wait, hold on.
That's not like April Fool's joke, what we just saw.
Yeah, because we just seen a white man, take the vaccine and not.
No, we didn't see him take the vaccine.
What, we didn't
he
see
took
him.
The vaccine. It was Johnson & Johnson, and his skin is peeling off.
And it's red. And it's peeling off.
And they literally said it's from the vaccine.
So.
Anyway, going back to April Fool's.
Going back to April Fool's. As in Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st. So let's get something straight. First of all, New Year's Day doesn't even make sense to be on January cold outside and everything is dead. Let's understand that in the wintertime, things die. Trees die, grass die.
Fall that, fall
It's okay, it's dead. So how is it a new year if everything is dying? That doesn't make sense. So spring should be New Year's Day, April 1st. Now, at one point in time, it was April 1st. At one point in time, it was March 25th. So why is it January 1st now? Who made it January 1st? Now, a lot of people, you may be on my Facebook, my Instagram, on my Twitter, and I've been posting things about this for the last couple of days leading up to this. First of all, we don't even fucking know what time here we live in because it's changed. We don't even know where the fuck we are because the only thing that lets you know where we are is sign. Stop, go, you live in Memphis, Tennessee, whatever, wherever. There's signs that tell you where you are, but if those signs were not there, you wouldn't know where the fuck you is. So I'm going to ask everyone a question, even though it's kind of drifting off of what we're talking about, but everything has something to do with everything. Do you actually dream dreams, or do you live in your dream? Because when you in your dream, it's like reality. But when you wake up, this truly is a dream. You have deja vu.
That's why a lot of people walk around with my face.
Yeah. Or just zonk the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Or be snapping the fuck out because they're realizing that something just the fuck ain't right. Something ain't right. And for all people out there that's listening to all this motherfucking crazy, all right, I'm crazy. So go research the shit, though. Because if I'm crazy, then a whole bunch of motherfuckers is crazy then. Because I'm not the only one that's realizing this shit. So let's keep on going to what they're saying. People who were slow to get the news or failed to recognize that the start of the new year had moved to January 1st and continued to celebrate it during the last week of March through April 1st became the butt of jokes and hoax were called April Fool's Day. So, in all actuality, New Year's Day really is April 1st, but they changed it to January 1st. Who changed it to January 1st? And why the fuck did they change it to January 1st? And most people gonna say, oh, that's just how the fuck it is, so just go along with it. So let me tell you a quick...
Well, that's how it was. Stop going by that.
What do you mean by that?
You mean when people are saying, oh, why? You just said when people would say, well, that's how it is, just go going with it. That's how slavery was. Nobody kept going with that. You know,
true, yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. So why don't we change it back?
Because the people of power have not changed.
Because the people in power don't give a fuck. You, me, or nobody else, unless you got money just like them. And most of us are broke. If you can't buy a Lamborghini, bitch, you broke. If you live in the motherfucking hood, bitch, you broke. I don't give a fuck how nice your car is or what kind of car you got. You can't buy a fucking Lamborghini, bitch, you broke. If you live in the slums, your fucking ass is broke. If you live in the projects on Section 8, you're fucking broke, bitch. Get your baby daddy off child support. On a personal note. But I'm just saying, like, things just don't make sense. A lot of things don't make sense. Now, maybe it's just me. Maybe
everything. It's everything.
Everything really doesn't make any sense.
A lot of stuff.
Such as?
Just when you get older and look at things, nothing as you've seen it when you were younger, or as you were told when you were younger, makes sense or looking at it differently.
For instance, Easter is coming up. Ain't no fucking bunny laying no goddamn eggs, but you lie to your kids all the time and tell them that bunnies lay eggs.
No, I ain't never gonna like.
Maybe not you, but other parents do. So when these kids are in school, in school, now, when you tell your kids, don't lie to me, your kid is thinking, but you lie to me, mom or daddy. Or what about Christmas? Or what about Christmas?
We all know,
even Christians know that Jesus ain't the motherfucking reason for that goddamn season. If you know anything about Christmas, then you know that ain't no fucking way that if Jesus was real, I don't believe that really real because the letter J, Hebrew, 500 years ago, the letter J isn't even in Hebrew. Okay, then fuck it. Let me rot in fucking hell then, bitch, because you going to hell too because you're a Christian. You fucking drinking, clubbing, and all that other shit. And you think because you go church on Sunday and you repent.
Sunday, that's for everybody.
Right, so I never understood that shit in your motherfucking way. Really, what you doing is you paying the fucking preacher. You giving him some free money. That's what the fuck he is. Because he lying to you. Oh, what about this, right? So, since everything just don't make sense, let's say this real quick. Amen. When you say amen, all you got to do is go research. Is amen a fucking God? Anybody, listen, all you got to do is pick up your phone and go Google, is amen, A-M-E-N, a God? And you will come to find out that your Father in heaven, name of Jesus, at the end of your prayer, you say, amen, that motherfucker's an African sun god. So why the fuck is an African sun god in the Bible? What about this? The Bible has many different versions. How the fuck you gonna remix God? We gonna remix God. How the fuck you gonna say? No, you cannot remix God. How the fuck you gonna remix God? Revise God's word when God... No. No, we gonna rewrite what the fuck we wrote in this book. These niggas is fucking enslaved. That's what the fuck that is. And if you don't believe that, then I'm gonna give you somewhere else to go look. It's called the Virginia Slave Act of 1770. It says that if you're African American, or if you come from another country and you're a slave in the United States of America, you and your children have to be Christians. If not, we will kill you. And then it got to the point where, okay, well, I made my child a Christian. Can you stop beating him or beating them? So then they came back again and said that it don't matter. In the same, they rewrote the Virginia Slave Act of 1772, and they came back 5 years later in 1773 or 74 and said that it didn't matter if you was fucking Christian. We still gonna beat your motherfucking ass and have you enslaved. So you tell me, do you still want to be a motherfucking Christian? But we just getting off all different, like, because we talking about a whole bunch of different things all at one time. Yo,
that's what we do.
And that's what the fuck we do. We talk about everything, everything. And if you don't like it, hang up. Hang the fuck up, because you're going to get the truth on behind the scenes radio. That's what we call behind the scenes radio, because we talk the motherfucking truth. So April Fool's Day is not even, first of all, New Year's Day ain't even fucking January 1st. It's April 1st. So today, I want to tell y'all, Happy New Year, motherfucker. Happy motherfucking New Year's. It wasn't January 1st. It's April 1st. So let's get that right. Let's get that right. Can we get something fucking right? Niggas killing each other. We can't even get that shit right. We can't even get that shit right. We can't even get black people supporting black people's other bitch. We can't even get that right. We feel like if we go into a black store, that they should cut us a motherfucking deal. But when you go in the fucking Foot Locker, you ain't asking them motherfuckers for a deal on them goddamn Nikes. You quick to pay $125.
I told you this little boy that bought the store, little fashion business or whatever, clothing business.
Uh-huh.
Right, called Strong. I went to Google how to get his shit.
You couldn't find it.
Hell no. And I know he still was on the news. It was on the news.
Right.
So why it being on the news?
Where'd he go? You know it's white. You can't believe it.
Why it being on the news? I figured I was going to be able to
find it.
Yeah.
You couldn't even find it.
Hell no. I even
inboxed
to the interview. I didn't get a message. I didn't get nothing.
Because niggas be acting like they just some, you know the worst, the one thing that I heard, and I posted this. But then I really started thinking about it. Magic Johnson had got on TV, and he was saying, yeah, when I was this low, we could have conversations. We could do business together. When I got this high, yeah, we could do business together. But when I got this high, oh no, you got to come with more figures. Let's remember, Magic Johnson, your black ass was broke one motherfucking day. And you supposed to have the motherfucking HIV, but this pussy went and took the fucking vaccine. This pussy went and took the fucking vaccine.
But it's true.
No, no, the reason why, listen, the reason why, listen, this is the reason why I said what I said. When you get up to his motherfucking level, you think that your shit don't stink. He feel like his shit don't stink. You're not a billionaire, motherfucker. He's only a millionaire. And even if you are a billionaire, remember how you got to be a billionaire. It took us peasants the fuck down here buying your shit, going to your movie theater. So, pussy, how the fuck do you feel like because you're up here, you can't talk to us down here no more? And that, at any fucking given time, you can lose everything. My mother and my father always talk. Treat the janitor like you do the motherfucking CEO. No, fuck that. Treat the bum on the street like you do the CEO of any fucking company. Because at the end of the fucking day, we all have feelings. We all have family that love us. We all shit. And if I shoot you, you gon' fucking bleed or die. There ain't no difference between none of us. So how the fuck do you feel like when you get up to the top, you ain't gotta talk to us on the bottom? But the reason that you got up to the top was because us motherfuckers on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? So you think that you're Bill Gates now, motherfucker. So go ask Bill Gates for the fucking vaccine to get rid of your fucking HIV then, motherfucker. If you so far up there, get rid of your HIV, motherfucker. Because they got a cure for that shit. I don't believe that he got HIV, and probably a lot of other motherfuckers don't believe
that.
Impossible.
That would just be dumb as shit.
And wait, hold on. And if they're giving you the vaccine, that means that he would have gotten coronavirus. That pussy should be dead right now. He should be dead right now, but he's not. Now, does that make any sense to anyone that's listening right now? You have HIV, which means that your immune system is already shitty as a motherfucker. Then you go and take a vaccine that has the coronavirus. The coronavirus has been killing people. And you're going to tell me that your body is going to be able to fight off the coronavirus? And you're pretty healthy. And you almost fucking died twice. That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't make fucking sense. A lot of these things out here don't make sense. They say that we have dreams, right? But what is a deja vu? And you actually realize that you're in a place that you've never been before, but you've been there before.
I didn't experience not just places, but moments.
I'm saying.
Like, I'll be like, man, I heard people say, you know, oh, I've been here before. It's not that.
No.
I don't never say I've been here. I'd be like.
Not even that.
I'd be like, this has happened already.
Listen, how the fuck are you a human being, but you can see your past? You can close, you can just sit here with your eyes open and think in your past of the things that you've been in the past,
right?
And you can see your future.
Well, you know,
what?
The
no, that's bullshit, and I'm going to tell you why. Because right now, while I'm standing up, talking, and moving my hands, every millisecond, my brain is working to make my hands click. Talk.
They.
Who the fuck is they? Who the fuck is they? Who is they? Who the fuck is they?
Because there's people who they literally can feel or see shit.
We all can.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody doesn't use their whole brain.
Yes, you do. You do. You just don't realize that listen, if you tell someone something for so long, they're going to fucking believe it. So if you
I know part of me that I've done it.
Listen,
like my whole life.
Ain't no fucking way that you don't use your full. Listen, I'm gonna say it like how whatchamacallit said. We're fucking genius. You're a fucking genius if you can run down the basketball court, dribble between your motherfucking hands, twist. Do all this shit, jump in the air, dunk the motherfucking ball in milliseconds, and think of this shit I played football. I played football. In milliseconds, you already know what to do before it happens. It is no way possible that you're not using full potential of your fucking brain. You have to grip the ball. I was a running back. Height. You grip the ball. As soon as the ball hits your hand, you have to decide which way you're going to go. Are you going to cut? You going to follow your block? Even when you follow your block, you got motherfuckers trying to tackle you. You trying to get the fuck away from them. Swerve, juke, all this other shit. How the fuck is you not using your full potential of your brain? They're telling you this that you don't so that you won't. Because if you tell someone as a kid, you stupid. And you tell them that every fucking day, you stupid. When that fucking kid gets old enough, he's going to feel like he's stupid because you told him that so many fucking times. So what they do is they tell us that we're only using that part of our brain when all actuality, we're really using full potential of our brain.
So about
we just...
About the part of the brain that is more successful.
You do. We do see this shit. We see it. We just don't want to tap into it because we're scared. You're scared. We're scared. We don't know where the fuck we live in. We don't know what the fuck is going on. We have no idea. Everyone is walking around in fear every day. I don't give a fuck how gangster you is, nigga. You're walking around in fear because you don't know what the fuck could happen today, tomorrow. You don't know if they're going to bomb this motherfucker. You don't know shit. All you knowing is that you're waking the fuck up and you're living. You're walking, but how do you walk? How do you talk? How do all these things happen? When you wake the fuck up, who the fuck woke you up this morning? How did you get up? What made you get up? I don't want to hear no alarm woke me the fuck up. Because there's been plenty of times that my alarm went off and I didn't hear that shit. So it ain't no fucking alarm that wake me up. Is it you that wake you up? Is it yourself that wakes you up? Because they want you to believe in a higher power. But why can't you believe in yourself? They tell you to put your faith in something that you've never fucking seen. I have faith in myself because I know what the fuck I've been doing for the last 40 years. I know my full potential. I know my potential. And I know my full potential. I know where I can get to. Because see, that's the hardest thing in life is figuring out shit. Living is easy. Figuring out what to do when you're living is the hard part. And it's hard because you don't know what the fuck is going on. You have no idea where the fuck you are. They say we live in the United States of America, but when you get on the airplane, you pass through something, time zone. You pass through a time zone. I live in Philly. My family lives in fucking Kansas City. When I call my mama, they're 1 hour behind, which means I'm in the future and they're in the past. How the fuck do you explain that? That's time travel. That is time travel.
Time travel is what happened on the subway.
Yo, listen, so let me give you something that happened. This is how you know something the fuck is going on. Me and Nisi, we on the train. She's on her way to work. I'm on my way to work. We're on the fucking train. Now, from Susquehanna to fucking 15th Street takes 15 minutes, right?
Yes.
10 minutes. We got there in fucking 2 minutes. And when we got off the fucking train, people noticed something the fuck was going on. When we got to go get on the trolley person said, something the fuck happened up, and we can't keep going through. When we got off the fucking train, it was fucking pandemonium. You was there. You see how the motherfuckers acted. They knew something was going
on.
But some people, because I was going, yeah, because I was going the fuck off, and people was looking at me like, yo, this motherfucker's going off. He's a little crazy, but what he's saying is making sense because this shit is happening. I mean, we're underground. Listen, that I was looking down at my fucking phone. I flipped my phone one time, and we was at 15th Street.
So I know something was wrong. So I had looked at the time and said, we'll get here by 7:35, we can get this trolley. And last I looked, it said the trolley was coming in 12 minutes. Next thing I looked, it said the trolley was coming in 10 minutes. And I was already at the stop, and I'm like, oh.
It skipped up. Either it sped up, it sped up. Time sped.
Yeah.
And listen, pay attention, people. Time is speeding the fuck up. Do you remember when you was a kid how long it took for you to become 21 years old?
Yeah.
Once you become 21 years old, what I think it is that you start realizing shit. Your mind starts clicking like, wait, hold on, something's going on. But you don't really know what it is, but something's going on. Time, you start realizing what time it is. When you're a kid, you don't really realize what time it is. But when you become older, you realize what time is. Time is too fucking fast. You don't have enough time to do anything. Really? When a motherfucker say, oh, you got 8 hours to do, you 8 hours to sleep, you got 8 hours at work. That's 16 hours right there. So you got 8 more hours to do whatever else. There's not enough time in the day to actually do everything that you want to do in one day. Maybe people may be listening to me and be like, oh, he's crazy. What the fuck wrong with you? All right. I'll take that. Something the fuck wrong with you, too, if you don't think there's something the fuck is going on. That's how I feel. And all of this has to do with April Fools. Because they got us looking like fucking fools. They know what they doing. Your money don't even fucking count. It ain't even backed up by the gold standard. Let's understand something, that money isn't real. We only make money what it is, valuable. You know that it costs the same amount to print a $100 bill as it does the dollar bill? It costs the same amount of money to make a $100 bill as you would a dollar bill. And they make trillions of dollars air. These motherfuckers could make crazy amounts of fucking money just out of nowhere. Do you know that every year they burn over $5 trillion? Every year. And they showed us that when we went to Philadelphia, met here. Yes.
Y'all got no money, but y'all burning.
So where's the money going? So the money
they
that they
save. They gave me up the money that they burned.
So the money that they burned.
So even if we tried, no matter how hard we tried, we'll never reach that level.
Or finding out or knowing what's really going on.
We'll never reach that level as far as monetary.
All right, so I'm going to, what is that called? Something more with Alex, I can't think of the guys. Alex Trebek. I can't think of his name. For some reason, I don't.
That was
something.
Really weird.
Yeah, I just...
Not really loud.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that. Oh, so just to let everybody know, your phone is tapped. Your TV's tapped. And if you think you free, you's a dumbass. Sorry if I got to say it like this. You's a dumbass. If they can tell you to put on a motherfucking mask, and tell that you can't walk in the store without a mask and everybody follows along with it. Use a monkey see, monkey do ass. It's the same shit. The same thing that went on in school is going on right now at a mass production. I've always been defiant. My whole life. I have never been cool with authority. How are you going to tell me to live my life? But ain't nobody telling you how to live your life. How are you going to give me laws to follow, but the police don't follow the same law? Because the police, now, I'm just going to say something about this shit. If this motherfucker don't get a life sentence, bitch, we better tear this motherfucker up again. If this motherfucker don't get a life fucking sentence, and y'all know who I'm talking about, if this motherfucker don't get a life sentence and y'all don't tear this motherfucking world up again, y'all some bitches. Straight the fuck up. Because we know, we seen this man kill this man on TV. This man changed colors, died right there with his fucking, with this white man knee and his fucking neck. If they don't.
Oh my God.
Because the papers come out. It is no way. This man should not get a life sentence. If I was to do that, to someone else.
And wouldn't have no bail.
No bail. And I get a life sentence. Killing that man on TV. On TV. Everybody seen what happened. So, like, what the fuck? We all seen it. And we all don't fuck shit up. If all those police officers get the fuck off.
I think everybody should feel that.
Why? He's a dumbass and he wants to keep on pushing. If they find that motherfucking man and we don't tear this motherfucker. Listen, even if he get a little bit of time, I bet you he's going to jail and get killed. I'll put some money on that. That's why he pressing. He don't want to go to jail. Because he know they going to kill him in that motherfucker. Oh, they going to set him the fuck up. He's going to get killed in jail. Whatever jail he's at, the black people that are there are going to want to fuck him up. Because he did it looking at the camera. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm killing his ass, and so fucking what? White power! That's basically what he was saying to everybody that seen that. Everybody that seen him kill that man. We was looking in his eyes, because I'm pretty sure while he was doing it, his videotaping, we're looking in that man's eyes. And while he was doing it, he had no fucking reverence for life. Because if that would have been his son, he probably would have died for that one. If that would have been his son. And even the girl that videotaped, hey, she's traumatized for the rest of her life.
As well as that little
youngest
child. That was a teenager
before
they did. And
so
she was traumatized. But imagine being
up
with an
8-9-year-old. An
8 or 9-year-old
kid
was
standing there watching.
And they put her on
the stand. If this motherfucker don't get a fucking life sentence, we better tear this motherfucker up. And don't stop lying. Until they go and snatch his ass the fuck up. Because that is going to be the only thing that changes. The only thing that makes them kind of people change or the people in power is fucking with their money. You tear they
rebuild, burn it again. Rebuild,
burn it again. Until they say, sorry.
Stop burning our village. Like we be saying, stop killing all black people. You know where that came from, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm done, yo. I'm done. I didn't said enough. I didn't said everything that I needed to say for the night, yo. April Fool's on motherfucking y'all. If you think, if just go and do the research, go and find out for yourself. I tell everybody, go research. Oh, tomorrow? No, Monday? So Monday we're going to be in Brooklyn, New York at the Cary Corner Radio Show. We're going to do it live. Their 8th year anniversary, so we going there to show support. They're showing me support. 8 years, it's been 8 years, 8 years, and also they're gonna be putting out soon, sometime this month, because they said sometime in April, they're gonna Sessions Cafe will be dropping my basically the story of my life in the last 10 years. Being homeless and going through what I'm going through and becoming who I am. And they're going to show behind the scenes of the places where I was homeless at, the places that I slept. Yeah. And also, I don't get how people are still homeless. I truly don't. Another thing that I want to say before I get off of here. You know how they say they shouldn't give no black person or African Americans or people that were enslaved, what is it called? They shouldn't give us, not retribution, but what is it called? What is it called? They supposed to be paying, we've been asking for this for I don't know how long. What is it called? Getting paid for everything that we did. Now, this shows you that they could. If they can send everybody in the United States of America a fucking check for a stimulus check, bitch, they can give every fucking black person $1 million. If you can come up with $1 trillion to give everybody $1,500, how the fuck you gonna tell me that you can't, and they did it 3 times, how the fuck you gonna tell me that you can't pay every black person an extra $10,000, every black person $10,000? Because if you can, like I said, they make money out of thin air. They just copy that shit.
When they say money don't grow on you, hey, don't grow on you.
It comes from
tree and paper.
So if they can give everybody $1,500 motherfucking dollars, they can give everybody retributions for slavery. But you know what it is? They're not going to.
They're not going to because
you know why?
They would have to dip into the money they say they
earn. No. If you give a man food, he'll eat for a day. You give a man a business, he can feed generations to come. Some of them people that get that money, they're going to use that shit in a good way. Most of them, yeah, most of them aren't. But some of us will take that fucking money and invest that shit to generate generational wealth, and they don't want that. They don't want that. They don't want intelligent black people thinking. They don't want you to use critical thinking. They don't want you to look outside the box. They don't want everyone to think like me, because if everyone thought like me, we'd tear this motherfucker up. But because it's a lot of ignorant motherfuckers that just want to sell drugs, sit on their ass, fuck, drink, smoke, do all dumb shit, they know. They program their mind. Hell eye vision. Tell a lie through vision. They make, what is it, WAP, wet-ass pussy. Bitch, everybody got a wet, every woman got a wet-ass pussy. What is so special about you? Bitch, can you cook? Can you cook?
I got one.
Bitch, can you cook? That's my thing. Like, I'm done. We out this bitch, man. Y'all take care. We love y'all. We'll be